Hi there, my name is Olusha Yashiru, and I'm so grateful to God that you have made this decision to pray for your children throughout the entire school year. You know, I have always prayed for my own children into every new class, and I believe that this thing you're doing right now will also do great things for you and for your child. You see, when you arise to pray as a mom, you make huge deposits into the future of your child. There is no better time than now to make this investment in your children. This entire 31-day journey of praying your children into the new school year will help you to focus on different areas of your child's life and of your life as a mom as well. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 3, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We are framing our children's world by the words of our mouth, by our confessions, and by the word of God. I just want to encourage you that you take this 31-day journey very serious. Be deliberate about this entire time of praying for your child. Get actively involved in these daily declarations. Tell other moms about it if possible. Form a prayer group with your friends, but ensure that you are praying. As much as we want the best for our children, we cannot always be with them. I have 3 children, so I understand what I'm saying when I know that you cannot always be with your children, no matter how much you want to be with them. They will go to school. They will go for parties. They will go to their friends' homes. We will not always be there with them. But I know this for sure, that where I cannot physically go, my prayers can go even beyond. As our children will begin a new school year shortly, I want to encourage you that you should ensure that you send prayers ahead of them. That way you can be sure that the school year will be full of good tidings all the way. And even when things look like they're not going the way you expect them to go, oh, you can rest in God's peace, knowing that God has got your back. I will also want to encourage you to get the prayer journal. The Mom's Back to School Prayer Guide is available on Amazon. It's also available in paperback and on Kindle on Amazon. It is available in Nigeria also for the paperback and the ebook as well. To get your copy, please visit Amazon and search for the book on the website. You can also visit momsachievingpurpose.com and you will find this book in our shop. Once you place your order, if you're in Nigeria, someone will deliver your item to you in your location. If you're ordering on Amazon, for those who are outside Nigeria, oh, you know that Amazon will get the book right across to you. How will you use this 30-day prayer journal when you get yours? Because it's going to be our companion on this journey of praying our children into the new school year. Each day's prayer schedule contains the following sections. We have a promise from God. It's a verse of scripture from God's word to bring more insight into the prayer focus for each day. You need to remember that God honors his word above his name. We also have a section for time to pray. These are powerful prayer declarations and confessions for the day or for your child for the entire school year. We have a place for journaling your thoughts. You can write out whatever comes to your mind as you pray for your children. You can also add anything else that you want to continue declaring for your child as you pray for them. Another space in the journal contains somewhere you can write out your plans in preparing ahead for the new school year. Your area of focus daily plan. It says, today I will. What will you do today? You can write out what your to-do list for the day. Things that you want to get sorted out before school resumes. You definitely do not want to leave everything undone just before resumption. You want to take time to plan so that you do not feel overwhelmed or rushed as we approach the new school year. You want to take it a day at a time. schedule things to be done, do them at a relaxed pace, rather than scrambling all over the place to get things done. So, my darling sister, I encourage you to join us for day one of this incredible journey of praying our children into the new school year. We begin this prayer journey throughout the month of August, starting from the 1st of August to the 31st of August. And so, I look forward to having you join us day in, day out. During this entire time of prayer, we're going to cover different topics, different aspects of a mom's life and even of the child's life for the entire school year. We'll pray concerning God's leading for your child as they go into a new class. We'll pray about protection on school trips, protection along the daily school commute, spiritual development and stamina, areas of difficulty in learning. We pray for the single mom. We pray for the special needs child. We pray for the mother of the special needs child also. We pray for purity for your child. We pray concerning bullies and bullying activities, concerning abuse of any kind. We pray for physical strength for learning. We pray about the tests and the school examinations. We pray about everything concerning your child for the entire school year. So join us as we take this prayer journey to another level. I look forward to having you join me on this 31-day journey throughout the month of August. God bless you as you join us. I'll see you on the 1st of August. Bye for now and take care of yourself.